Coming up next month, Thursday, August the 9th, is a fundraising golf tournament. It's a new one this year, the inaugural Larry Severson Memorial Tournament benefiting Raider Wrestling, or I should say Northfield Wrestling Programs. I'll make that clear. It goes to a lot of different wrestling wrestlers in Northfield. Joining us in studio, Tyler Severson and Jeff Staub. Good morning, gentlemen. How are you doing today?
Good morning.
Good morning. Great.
Thank you so much for coming in. We certainly appreciate it. It's nice to talk wrestling in the middle of summer. It sports don't really have too much of an off-season this day and age. There's always something going on that somebody can be doing.
Absolutely.
You guys have been very busy putting together a fundraiser. And Tyler, why don't we talk to you first of all. It has the Severson name attached to it. So this is a very special tournament, I'm sure, to you for a number of reasons. Let's start off by just telling us a little bit about, the personal angle behind this.
Sure. Well, some people might not know, but my dad was a wrestler and state champion. And, as his, he passed away this last February, and his last, towards the end of his life, I reached out to Chad Johnson in the wrestling program, and, because I was just thinking, what gave my dad this drive in life, this constant need for doing the best? And what I came up with was, I think it truly started with the wrestling in his life and the coach, and from there he just went on to be a standout Marine and owned a small business and was successful. And so for me and my family, we wanted to give back to the program that I felt gave him this push and drive in life. And It's a really great partnership for our family, and I think the wrestling program. And if we can help give back to this program, then we're going to.
All right. Ed, that dedication, the drive. Yeah, maybe, Jeff, you can comment on this a little bit further. It wasn't just his dad. Boy, wrestling does, the whole sport in general does. There's a discipline that's necessary and is taught in wrestling. Now, I'm not saying it's not taught in other sports, but boy, it's almost singular in wrestling.
It is. The practices are, some people say a lot of people will, I guess, would say it's the wrestling practices are the hardest type of practices you'll do. I mean, we break you down and then we'll build you back up, but you're basically for 2 hours constantly using everything that you have against somebody else that's using everything that they have. So it's not just just doing everything you can, but it's this other guy using all of his strength and everything against you, so you're counteracting that. And it's if you leave a wrestling practice with no sweat, you're really not wrestling.
You're going to be tied up in a pretzel the next time you're in a match.
Exactly.
All right. Let's talk about the golf tournament. I know, from experience that it takes a lot of work. And it takes a lot of work by a lot of people to get something like this off the ground, because it's a big event. There's so many logistics and stuff to it. The tournament itself is coming up on August the 9th, and it's at the Northfield Golf Club. Tyler, you mentioned that you were kind of, your family wanted to do something and leave the mark. So that means you had to go out and recruit a bunch of people to help you out with this.
I have.
Has the wrestling community been pretty on board with the idea?
Yep. After I reached out to the wrestling program, I went to a board meeting and they said 100%, let's do this. So, they've got volunteers and people that are helping out. My family has, it's been a great, relationship putting this all together. And yeah, everything has been real, actually, for the most part, fairly easy. We've established relationships through the wrestling program and through my past with, other business owners and whatnot. And so everyone's been really willing to help out and get on board, which has made it that much easier. I'm sure the day of the tournament, there's going to be, you know, it's going to be a little chaotic, but we'll work through it.
Oh, yeah, you'll work through that. Once everybody gets out there and on the course, it's all smooth from there. Just let it go. Let it go. But you mentioned the relationships and your dad, not only with the wrestling, but for so many years being a businessman in the construction industry here, you know, it is about, you know, life is really about relationships. And you see, you know, when you go to something like this, a tournament like this, get something going as a fundraiser, boy, the people, those relationships really pay off. And I know we were talking beforehand, you've had a lot of sponsors and a lot of sponsors that knew your dad, worked with him, worked for him, worked around him. Those relationships paying off.
Yeah, they really do. And some of the guys I haven't seen in 10 years, and I sent them the flyer, and they said, you know, can't wait to help out. We're putting a team together. And so that's where it's, you know, it's real special.
Mm-hmm. And Jeff, you can address this. The wrestling community in Northfield, boy, I can think of going back to many, many years ago when I first started covering sports for KYMN Radio. It was back in the 80s still, and they had a young guy, Mark Wojtala, that came through. And are you familiar with that name?
Oh, yeah. I've coached with Mark. Yeah. Mark just stepped down just a couple of years ago, so I've known Mark for, yeah.
But that and the people around him, the citizens, the people involved with the wrestling community, really started to build up and build up and build up. And it's not been one person, though. Mark's done a great job.
Absolutely.
It has been the wrestling community in Northfield, very tight-knit. Yes. Talk about that.
Yeah, I mean, over the last, you know, with Northfield wrestling and any type of wrestling, you ever ups and downs, mm-hmm. you know, you have some wrestling families that come through, and we're kind of, you know, but with that, just a lot of the wrestling, you know, people that I've met throughout the years that have wrestled for Northfield, they all kind of, when it comes back down to Northfield wrestling, they want to get back involved. They want to be a part of it. And right now we have a lot of board members that, you know, grew up in Northfield, wrestled in Northfield, had some affiliation with Northfield wrestling, and now their kids are into it.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have one of the best, I think the best, like, board that we've put together. And just the volunteers, we run some of the best wrestling tournaments. We hear that from other communities. And you can't do that by yourself. You have to have a whole community involved. And our wrestling community is second to none. So
yeah, you got, you know, there's a couple of paid positions within the wrestling program, I'm sure. And everybody else does it for the love of the love of the game. All right. Let's talk about where this is going to. The Northfield wrestling programs, that's kids of all ages.
Right? K through 12, yep.
Yeah.
So we'll be using, like, we've been getting new wrestling mats for the middle school. We put up a new hoist. We're always looking to improve the wrestling program, new singlets. Our varsity team is wrestling in some big, big tournaments this year as we've kind of getting more competitive in the state. So a lot of those things will, you know, cost things like travel and hotels and, I mean, all of those types of things, apparel for the kids and, you know, mats, mm-hmm. equipment for the room. We bought some wrestling dummies for our freestyle Greco program. So all of those things cost money, and we need to fundraise to pay for those types of things.
Yeah, and everyone who's had kids involved with wrestling or really sports in general knows that there's another thing coming up, and this is really something that can benefit and really further a program with fundraisers like this. And I like the attitude. Let's go out and raise some money for this.
Yep.
Hey, let's get this done. That's what we do. You know, we're in this case wrestlers, man.
Right.
So you're getting some stuff done. Now, somebody wants to golf in this, or wants to be a sponsor. Are there still some available spots?
There are. You bet. Mm-hmm. We're at 19 hole sponsors right now, but mm-hmm. we can take more. And we're at about 18 teams, foursomes, but we'll certainly take more. And if people are interested, they can email me. That address is tysieverson@gmail.com, or you can certainly call me, 612-328-0575, or you can always get a hold of anybody in the wrestling program, and they'll point you in the right direction.
All right. Do you have like headline sponsors, title sponsors, or anything going on? Or
we do.
Yeah,
we were able
to mention.
Yeah, we found a title sponsor.
Title sponsor is Rick Tonjum. His son is will be a junior wrestling mm-hmm. for us. Rick Tonjum and Edina Realty.
Okay.
And his son will be a junior wrestler this year, and Rick has been great at helping us fundraise over the past couple of years and other events as well. So,
all right,
yeah.
How's the Raider team looking this year? By the way,
we're moving in the right direction. I'll tell you that. Last year we went up, made it to the section semifinals, and we've done that for the last 2 years. But this year we were invited to a tournament called the Clash down in Rochester, and it's a national tournament, and you have to make it there by invite. And we're very young, but we have a lot of talent. So we're definitely one of the up and coming teams that people are noticing around the state. So.
All right. Well, that's good to hear. Anything else about the inaugural Larry Stevenson Memorial that you'd like to mention while we have you here?
Well, I just want to say our family is very excited to get on board. It's such a great time with the wrestling program. Like Jeff said, they've got a good team, you know, coming up, and the next few years are going to be good. And so, like I told them, I said, well, it's not going to hurt to have some extra funds, you know, to better the team in any way. But, yeah, I mean, we're kind of excited. We've got Lacan's Marina out of Faribault. They said they'd give a boat for a hole-in-one hole. So, you know, you pay a little extra and have a chance to win a boat. And then we're excited that night. So the cost does include dinner. And then after that, Chad Johnson, local musician, also a
wrestling coach,
past wrestler, now coach. He's gonna play live.
He's one busy guy.
He is very busy, but he agreed to play live music for everyone afterwards. So, you know, it's just gonna be a fun day to have a good time, raise some money, and just have a great time.
Wonderful. Well, once again, put that on your calendar. You can call Tyler for more information, or call the KYMN studios here, and we can we'll get you set up with the right numbers to call. Guys, thank you so much for
thank
coming
you.
In. We appreciate
thank
it.
You.
Best of luck to you with the tournament and over the course of the wrestling year.
Yeah, thanks.
All right, we'll see.
Thanks, Jeff.
Tyler Severson and Jeff Staub, once again, that date on that is August the 9th, the inaugural Larry Severson Memorial Golf Tournament benefiting the Northfield Wrestling Programs.